Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.RandallGreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Pilot, a captain of an aircraft, you know? I never did. I was too busy playing cops and robbers, you understand? In prison most of my life, and I mean, that's just the truth about it. I was just lucky to be alive, you know, and that's thanking God that I wasn't in the graveyard, you know? And so when all this began to take place, I thought, man, this is a lot of work. I mean, you know, with the education that I had and had to go and take all this training, this flight and school and all that kind of stuff, it would just work to me, but I knew it was God's plan, so I just worked it on out. And I started talking to God. I said, God, look here, I fly my wife and baby, especially after my little son come along in 93, and you remember the whole deal with him. They said that that he would never be born. Well, everything fooled them all. He was born, and then after he got here, then he had some birth defects, and they said that he'll never be normal. He'll never run, jump, and play like anybody else. But I found out confession works. You can frame your world. I begin to say that little Randall Jr., I've been confessed over him there in the hospital when he was in the crib. What do they call that incubator thing that they had him in with all them wires? He looked like the bionic baby with all these whistles and bells and things. We got videos. I mean, if you've seen the videos of where he was at in those nurseries, a high-risk nursery in the medical center, and that's the baby center for high-risk babies in this area, but that's where he was at here in Columbus, Georgia. If you've seen those videos, you could never believe that that's the little boy that you could see today. And he was here tonight, but he had to go stay with his grandmama because she had got in from chemotherapy and several other things come up, but she was planning on coming, but right at the last minute some things happened and she couldn't make it tonight. But that's a lady of faith that's going to come after a day of chemotherapy. Amen. And so he went home to take care of his grandma and give her a run for her money. Amen. Because I begin to confess over him right there in that little old bitty incubator with all these wires hooked on him when they said that he'll never run, he'll never play, he'll never run and jump and talk like other little children, he'll never be normal. I said, my son will be healthy and normal. He'll run like a deer, he'll jump like a hart, and he'll leap like a gazelle. I might have went a little too far. Didn't I, Miss Ann? She's our office administrator, and she tangles with him every now and then, has to straighten him out, and if she don't watch him, he will rearrange her desk. Of course, she knows how to correct him, and he gets correction, and she's got off limits because she's got certain things in places, but he thinks that he needs to fix this, and he needs to fix that, and he just got at the age now that everything is me and mine, you know, and you want to help him to do something? No. He wants to try to do it himself. This morning, I had to taxi one of my airplanes across to go to oil it up and grease it up, and had my oldest brother down here. He wanted to fly it. I figured put him to work, bless God. Get out there and grease that thing, get a little work. So I let Randall get up there, and I was going to put him in the seat beside me. He said, no. He wants to get in the pilot seat. So I let him get up there in my lap, you know, and he's reaching down there. Boom, he doesn't see me hit all them buttons, you know, and he's wanting to go. Vroom, vroom, vroom. He's saying, push it, you know. He couldn't reach the throttle, but push it, Daddy. Let's go, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. Come on. Go. I said, wait a minute. Let me call the tower. Tower. And they heard him. He said, who is that? I said, that's my little boy trying to get a clearance across the runway here. He said, tell him he's cleared the taxi. I said, go, Randall. Go, Daddy. Yeah. And he taxis across the runway. He thinks he's really doing something, you know, driving that plane, he calls it, across there. And so he's healthy and normal today, but the reason I tell you that is to encourage you that God's word does work in the face of contradictory circumstances. We've got medical reports that said he'd never be healthy, never be normal, never be what he's supposed to be, but he's everything and that and more today. Healthy and bright and normal as any child could ever be at his age. Amen. How do you know? They still examine him. He goes for a report and checkup every 2 months. And they're still checking him out. His body system functions. Everything is functioning normally and healthy. But why? We've been framing his world from the time that he was born, saying our son is healthy and normal. The healing power of God flowing through him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. That's a good way to get started in life. Amen. Glory to God. Just start speaking success over him. I tell him all the time, I said, Brother Randall Jr., I said, if you want to be the President of the United States, if Jesus don't come, you can be one, boy. I said, just be anything you want to be. I mean, if you want to change this nation, you want to change cities and countries, we'll do that too. If you want to be a preacher, you can do that too. Whatever you want to be, you can do that too. But make sure we're going to get you some pilot license when you can fly your daddy around. Don't get too far, you know. Take a little work and load off me, you understand? And you know, they can get their student pilot license when they're old enough to reach the pedals. They can't get their license to fly until they're 16 by themselves. But Daddy can ride with him and he can get going across the country. So he's heading that direction now. But talking about these airplanes got me talking about that. But anyway, we're believing God, and I was telling God, we got a little son now, you know. And Lord, going across this country and all over the places like we go and all kind of weather conditions, I said, Lord, I need a storm scope. I need a GPS, which is a global positioning system that works off satellites that the government has shot into the sky and other companies that you can pinpoint yourself, within a few feet of anywhere that you want to be, anywhere in the world by this navigational piece of equipment, about $4,000 or $5,000, storm scopes about $4,000 or $5,000, all this kind of stuff and many other pieces of equipment I asked God for. And I said, Lord, I need me a twin-engine airplane, because I tell you, I said, if you want me to fly, I need something a little better, a little bigger, carry more people, go faster and higher and all that stuff, and be a safer aircraft. And I said, I started praying, asking God. I said, Lord, I said, what kind of airplane do I need? Lord, what do you want to do? How do you want me to fix it? Lord, how do I need this? Lord, I need that. Lord, I need that. What kind of airplane? And Lord just stopped me one day. He said, son, he said, find out for yourself what you need. He said, and then come to me and ask me. And he said, I'll give it to you. I said, is that right? He said, yeah. He said, aren't you the pilot? I said, yeah. He said, didn't I send you to school to learn all that? I said, yeah. He said, well, I don't know about all that. He said, I'm the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He said, it's your job. You work for me. Don't be asking me to do it for you. He said, you do your own research. It was like a light bulb turned on. I bless God, I bought me all kind of airplane books. They told about every airplane it was. He said, find out how many people you want to carry, how much gross weight you want to put on board, how much fuel you want to burn, the initial purchase price, operational cost of the aircraft, upkeep of the aircraft, annual expense of the aircraft. He said, what man's going to build a tower? Don't sit down and count the cost first. He said, find out where you're at with your faith and then tell me what you want and I'll get it. So I found out exactly what I needed. I wanted a Piper Aztec aircraft that carried 6 passengers and you could load anything, you could shut the doors on and it would fly out of here with it. And I went to Father God with it. I said, Father, you said if I'd come back to you and told you what I wanted, you'd get it for me. He said, all right, just start believing me then. I said, Lord, thank you for that Piper Aztec. Thank you, Lord, for that Piper Aztec. Thank you, Lord, for that Piper Aztec. And I said, now, Lord, I don't want no E model. Because when he went to the E model and the Aztec, they started down at the A's and they went on up, to F models. And I said, I don't want no E model, because when they got there, they made some changes in it and it wouldn't carry as much gross weight and it wouldn't go as fast as a D model would. And so I wanted a specific year model. Say, Brother Randy, you can get specific? Absolutely. You can even believe that by his stripes you are healed. You can get that specific. You mean I can believe that he supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory? Absolutely. You can get that specific with God. Tell him what you want, believe him for it, and then act just like it's done. And so what I begin to say, thank you, Lord, that I've got that twin-engine airplane. Thank you, Lord, I've got that twin-engine airplane. Here's our office administrator, Miss Ann. She heard me say it many times. She said it herself. Thank you, Lord, for that twin-engine airplane. Thank you, Lord. She'd have prayer requests. We have prayer requests that come in her office, and she writes them up on our prayer menu board, I call it. Up there, I noticed she had pray for the right airplane, the correct airplane, every day. Thank you, Lord, for the airplane. So we're saying in her office, we're in agreement in our office, we're in agreement in ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for that airplane. Thank you, Lord, for that airplane. Thank you, Lord, that it's done. Thank you, Lord, that it's done. Well, it came along that I was flying into Charlotte, Douglas International Airport to do a meeting. And as I was going in, my alternator went out, and I could tell that by my amp gauge, and then my battery went dead because all my electrical system ran off it, but the engine still works. Don't sweat. It runs off a magneto system, which means separate than the battery power. But it quit. And I'd been saying, thank you, Lord, for this twin-engine airplane, and it seemed like this one I was flying was starting to fall apart. Maybe I wouldn't exercise enough faith over the one I had. And so I went in, got landed, and they began to work on it. I was preaching a meeting starting on a Sunday, going through a Wednesday. Well, on Tuesday, I was in the hotel room praying at 4 o'clock. I'll never forget it. And they called me from the airport because they was putting a new alternator on there because they said, this is your problem. And we had one overnight at the end. They was going to stick it on, and I'd be ready to go out on Thursday when the meeting was over. To my next meeting. But anyway, I was sitting there and this guy from the airport, the maintenance supervisor, called me. It's Mr. Brown was his name. I'll never forget it. And he said, Mr. Greer. I said, yes, sir. He said, are you sitting down? I said, no, sir. I'm walking and praying. He said, well, maybe you need to sit down and pray. He said, this is a little bit more here than you're going to want to hear. I said, well, you sure? He said, yeah, are you sitting down? I said, no, I'm not sitting down. I'm walking and praying. He said, could you sit down and pray? I said, would it make you happy? It'd make me happy, sir, because I don't want you to pass out on me. He said, just sit down. So I sat down. He said, are you sitting down? I said, yes, sir. He said, you've got a cracked crankcase. I said, a cracked crankcase. He said, a cracked crankcase. I said, a cracked crankcase. He said, a cracked crankcase. I said, you mean like engine block broken? He said, engine block broken. Engine block broken. I said, oh, no. He said, you're sitting down? Yeah. Because I knew what that meant. Engine out. Engine overhaul. At the least, minimum, $10,000. How much of it did you have? Not a nickel. But I believe I'll receive. Amen. He said, you better come over to the airport and take a look at this thing. We got to make some decisions quick if you're going to do it. I said, well, the pastor's going on. I have a car right here where I'm at. Let me call. I think I got it.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.